It's Friday. It's late Friday. By the time you listen, it might be Saturday. We got to talk about Michigan. And I'm going to give you some of my preseason win total picks.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Can you believe it?
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Most active on X. You guys know how that thing works. And I got to tell you, it was an eventful Friday in the college football world. A lot of Big Ten fans are very upset that certain things were not to the level of harshness that they wanted them to be. And yes, I'm talking specifically about Michigan and the sign-stealing scandal. Now, I will tell you, we always knew there was going to be... Wow, that was a tongue twister, wasn't it? We always knew that they are not going to do postseason bans. They're not going to do that anymore. This is a big business. At this point, it would be like banning an NFL team from the playoffs. They don't do that crap anymore. So that kind of stuff was never going to happen. They were never going to vacate wins because the NCAA cannot vacate championships in college football because the CFP is separate from the NCAA. They weren't going to vacate wins. So what was the next step? Exactly what we got with Michigan. Jim Harbaugh gets a 10-year show cause. Connor Stallions gets an 8-year show cause. When they come back, they would be suspended for an entire year, so you'd have to hire them. And then, who's to stop an NCAA team from hiring them for $1 for the year? And then you know you got them locked in at, you know, you got Harbaugh locked in at $5 million a year per year after that. I mean, these contracts can be set up any way you want them to. So it is what it is. The fine is outrageous. And maybe outrageous isn't it? How about this? It is significant. Because it's not outrageous for maybe what occurred. But also, like, it is what it is. This does not stop Michigan from being competitive. It doesn't stop them from bringing in players. It doesn't stop them from paying out their house money. Because there is a new rule that says that, like, you're going to spend up to this level. So even if you don't get CFP money or postseason money or whatever for the next 2 years or whatever it might be, and you get fined 10% of your athletic budget or your football budget, whatever the hell it is, like, yes, it can be anywhere from $20 million to $35 million. And yeah, that's got to come from somewhere. So, yeah, you're not going to be able to go out and pay a quarterback $12 million a year or $12 million again. Like, it's But at the end of the day, it was not anything crazy. The intro of the NCAA press release said, over the course of three seasons, the Michigan football program committed violations involving an off-campus in-person scouting scheme, impermissible recruiting inducements and communications, head coach responsibility rules, individuals' failures to cooperate, and Michigan's failure to monitor, according to a decision released by a Division I Committee on Infractions panel. Okay. Like, to me, this is all just a big whoop-de-doo. The NCAA says that they didn't give out, they didn't vacate wins because there is no proof that once Stallions was gone in October of 2023, that anything he did had any effect on the games after that. They also said that the NCAA and the Big Ten were acted quickly enough in 2023 to suspend Harbaugh during that season in some of the most in some of the biggest games of the season, right? Michigan was able to win those games even without Jim Harbaugh. So, you know, like it, Sherrone Moore, the head coach, gets two games suspended this year, weeks 3 and 4. That includes a trip to Nebraska in week 4. But he still gets to coach at Oklahoma, which is, you know, where he's from. So it's not like he's really missing out on anything super big. And then they start off next year with a non-conference game against Western Michigan in Germany, and he has to miss that. Again, whoop-de-doo. Some of the stuff in here was just, I mentioned outrageous earlier. Like the fact that there are phones sitting at the bottom of the lake in Michigan. Like, I mean, it's like a bad detective movie or something. It's just, they didn't know what to do when they got caught, and they were like, you know, get rid of the evidence. Like, Sherrone Moore's over there deleting text messages. Like, you can't get those back nowadays. Connor Stallions is throwing phones into rivers or lakes or whatever the hell. I mean, the whole thing is just absolutely absurd. So, yeah, it's all goofy. All of it is goofy. But none of it changes anything. You know, yeah, we can talk about the fact that, okay, well, that $20 to $35 million is going to come from somewhere. And yeah. Like, it's going to sting. It's not like there's a limitless supply of money, but if there is an institution that probably has it based on boosters and former alums, etc., yeah, they probably got it. And also, if you really think about it, how many of those would have paid $20 to $35 million for a national championship? I'm going to bet all of them would have, if they had told you that the price for a national championship and multiple years of wins over Ohio State was going to be $35 million, I guarantee they could have passed the bucket and gotten that easily. This is just a different level. So yeah, it stings. The financial aspect stings. You know, for the coaches, if they ever did want to come back to the NCAA, well, they're kind of screwed. But, like, Jim Harbaugh's not coming back. And Connor Stallions was never going to be hired anywhere other than Michigan. So what are we really talking about? It's a big whoop-de-doo. That's all it is. It's just, there's nothing in this that is really worth anything. Because they don't do postseason bans. They don't take away scholarships anymore. Like, yeah, I think there was some recruiting, like, yeah, you can only go on so many official visits now. Like, it's not even about the relationships anymore. It's how much are you going to pay
so,
me?
So, yeah,
like, this is, it became a huge news story, but there's no real reason for it to be. And that's what's troublesome. That's what irritates me, is so many people were so invested in this. And Ohio State fans, I mean, good God. They shut down Ohio State fans' Twitter today. Like, they really did a number. And, or not Twitter, Reddit. Reddit. They shut down the Ohio State fans' Reddit today. And I just, why? Why is everybody that invested in it? Like, I don't understand. And so, you know, like, we'll see. But it is, I don't think it's going to have any kind of impact at all. I predicted that Nebraska was going to beat Michigan in week four. And my reasoning for that had to do partly with Sherrone Moore being gone. And second, because I don't know if Michigan is going to be ready for a road environment that early in the season. I've got them losing at Oklahoma. I've got them losing at Nebraska. I've got them losing at USC, maybe? If I remember right. So that's, you know, again, this is all just kind of whatever. But the way that this was put down, I don't think it went any different from anything else that I thought it might be. So it does crack me up. It does crack me up quite a bit. Because it's just, I think the easiest way to put it is, like, the NCAA does not have teeth anymore. It's like, okay, yes, they're going to fine you. We saw this with Tennessee. But that's about it. Like, and beyond a fine, if you've got people that are willing to pay it, what does it matter? I guess it doesn't. It doesn't matter. Like, none of this stuff matters. It's so irritating. So eventually, like, somebody will do something just so outrageous. And we'll get to a point, again, where, you know, they'll do something. Somebody will do something that will cause a huge uproar. And, you know, they'll vacate wins, or they'll have to get rid of championships or whatever the hell it is. But for right now, like, that ain't happening. So we'll see. Let me go and tell you, go ahead and follow me at GaryWCE on all the different socials, on TikTok, on X, on Instagram, etc. X is where I tend to spend most of my time. So if you really want to reach out to me, that's probably the best place. If you want to be old school, you want to reach out, tell me about some topics that you want me to discuss on the show, we can do that. Gary@winningcureseverything.com, that is the email. So if you're old school, you want to do that instead of Twitter or X or whatever the hell, then yeah, do that. Easiest way to go about it. Also, let me go on and tell you about TicketSmarter. TicketSmarter.com. Use the promo code WCE10. It's going to save you $10 off an order of $100 or more. Or WCE20. It's going to save you $20 off an order of $300 or more. We got big, big college football games coming up. And there's a lot of cool concerts coming through and stuff like that. And so Ticket Smarter has tickets to everything. So go and check them out. TicketSmarter.com or the Ticket Smarter mobile app. Use WCE10 or WCE20 to get your discounts. Also, GhostSleeves. GhostSleeves.com/WCE. That WCE promo code right there is going to get you 15% off the best kinesiology technology on the market. All the best compression sleeves, etc. Things that are going to help your joints when you get to be an old man like me. And if you still got young children and you are in your 40s, there are going to be days where you are hurting. You are hurting because the boy wants to play football, or he wants to be a wrestler, or he wants to reenact John Cena and Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns and whatever. I caught an elbow in the back the other day. I mean, I am telling you, I hadn't felt pain like that in so long. Like, I just about keeled over right there. So luckily, I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still recording podcasts. I'm doing them in the car more frequently now than I used to, but regardless, I'm putting out videos still. I survived. But I don't know how long. And I'll tell you, I might not have survived very much longer if it wasn't for all the kinesiology technology that GhostSleeves has got. So GhostSleeves, GhostSleeves.com/WCE to get 15% off of those. Also, If you want to be a member, if you want to get my picks early, if you want to get my official plays, if you want my advanced stats, all that kind of stuff, go to bettingcfb.com. $5 a month, $50 for the year. I put out all of my preseason bets thus far over there, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's jump into it. My 2025 preseason bets so far. I'll go ahead and tell you what we got there. So I'm not going to tell you my game plays. You can get those over on Betting CFB. But I do have several for week one already and for week zero. But I'm going to give you some win totals. Some of these you cannot get anymore or the odds have changed. But this is just the whole slew of them. I have made just a bunch of plays. So here's what we got thus far. I took Cal under 5.5 at plus 104. Still kind of believe in that. Yes, the schedule is kind of easy. Yes, they're not going to have, I don't believe Devin Brown is going to start, the transfer from Ohio State. They got a transfer from Oregon that it looks like he is going to be the dude to run Brian Harsin and Nick Rulovich's offense this year. So maybe they surprise you. Maybe. But there's still a lot of travel involved, and they lost a lot of dudes. So as soon as all the portal exodus happened in the spring, that's when I made this bet. I took Clemson to win the ACC at plus 140. This is all at one specific book. And then I'm going to go by book, so you're going to hear some of these bets a couple of times. Clemson to win the ACC plus 140. FAU, Zach Kittley coming in there. I'm curious about them. I took FAU under 4.5 at minus 134. I don't like their schedule. I'm just curious. I took James Madison to win the Sun Belt, Boise to win the Mountain West, and Buffalo to win the MAC. All as a parlay. I put very little money on this. But that's +6,251. So if you bet $1, you would win $62.51. And I do believe in those picks, by the way. Like, I think Buffalo wins the MAC. I think James Madison wins the Sun Belt, and I think Boise wins the Mountain West. I took Oregon. Under 10.5 wins at minus 110. Yes, the schedule sets up for a pretty easy year. Yes, I think they still have an incredible defense. But I've got them losing at Penn State, and I've got them losing at Iowa this year. And they got some pretty difficult home games as well. So it's just it's a rough slate with an inexperienced quarterback and really a lot of inexperience across the board. I just think, you know, two losses is not crazy. So minus 110 on that. I took Akron minus 162 to go under 4.5. And Akron, Joe Moorhead's fourth season, they are the only team in years that cannot go to a bowl game because of their APR. How that's even a thing still, I have no idea. But I don't know how motivated they're going to be, where even if they do get to six wins, they still wouldn't get to go to a bowl game. So that's going to suck. So I don't think there's a lot of motivation there, and I just am not a huge fan of the roster again. So, yeah, Akron under 4.5. New Mexico State under 4.5 at even money, plus 100. That place got ransacked last year. And, yeah, Conference USA is easy. And, yeah, they could find a way to – there's just a lot. There's just a lot. So, New Mexico State under 4.5, run that one. Tulane under 8.5 at minus 106. This was made before the Jake Retzlaff signing, I guess. I mean, he's a walk-on. They got a really difficult schedule this year. The way that it sets up, I think they lose at least two of those power conference games. I think they might get beat by Northwestern in week one. I know there's a lot of people. They're favored by a touchdown or more or whatever it is. I mean, it's like crazy, crazy numbers. But I don't see it with this Tulane team. I think they could still be really, really good, but Northwestern, Duke, and Ole Miss in the non-con. Even if you win one of those, that's also saying that you're not going to lose two AAC games or whatever they're called, the American games. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Houston, to win the Big 12. This was just a flyer. This was whatever. I was feeling really good about Connor Wigman and that Houston defense with Austin Armstrong coming in and whatnot. So, I got Houston to win the Big 12 at plus 2,900. I took UTSA, the Roadrunners, to win the American at plus 420. They went hard in the portal on the defensive side of the football, and I think it's going to make a huge difference. They've got a lot of returning talent on offense. The offense was not the problem last year, but they went all over on defense. I also took them over 7.5 at minus 144. I did another little parlay, Liberty and Boise to win their conferences, and then UTSA to win the American. That is plus 2189. It will not be that now, but still. Indiana, I went on an Indiana run in the middle of media days because Kurt Cignetti, like, just fires me up. Like, that guy is unbelievable. He's so exciting. He just makes you want to run through a brick wall. So I took Indiana to make the CFP at plus 590, Indiana to win the Big Ten at plus 4,900, Indiana over 8.5 at plus 112, and let's see, Indiana, well, this is a different book. We'll get to them here in a minute. We'll get to that one in just a minute. And I took Liberty to win Conference USA at plus 115. Seems to make sense. They got Ethan Vasco at quarterback now coming in from Coastal Carolina. He already knows Jamie Chadwell's system. Yeah, I think Vasco is going to be good at Liberty. They can actually do what they want to do now on offense, where they couldn't so much with Caden Salter because Salter is not much of a passer. So there you go. All right, over to the next book. Southern Miss over 4.5 wins at minus 130. I like that one quite a bit. If you've listened to Duck, if you've listened to my buddy Tim on the VSIN betting or college football betting podcast or whatever, yeah, like it, kind of the same thing with Marshall under, Southern Miss over. Those numbers are way gone. I took it at minus 130. It is juiced way up there now. And in a lot of places, there's actually, I believe, a 5 or 5.5 on that number. So Hawaii under 6.5. Somebody tipped me off on that. I'm trying to remember who it was. But I took Hawaii under 6.5 at minus 155. I don't, even if they get to a bowl game, we're still talking about, like, they would get to 6 wins. So, yeah, is what it is. Bowling Green under 6.5 at minus 180. I don't see any way that they get to 7 wins. And then I went on my little Indiana run again. Indiana to make the Big Ten title game is plus 900. Indiana to make the CFP is plus 500. Indiana over 8.5 plus 115. So I made bets at both books on those. South Carolina under 7.5 wins. Minus 165, I made that earlier in the year. I've kind of talked myself into South Carolina now, but you look at that schedule, and it's a gauntlet in the back half. So, you know, we'll see exactly what they look like, but under 7.5, eh. I mean, I know the juice is a little crazy, but still. I've bought in on North Texas, over 6.5 at -135. They brought in Sam Houston States, former defensive coordinator, young guy, 31 years old. He is, like, that Sam Houston defense was unbelievable last year. They were so good. And he brought, like, seven guys with him. So, yeah, North Texas has had a defense problem for a long time. Don't think they're going to have that this year. And I kind of like the quarterback that they got more than Chandler Morris, you know, who transferred over to Virginia. And if Chandler Morris had a really good year, then there you go. So, who else? What else have we got here? Oh, UTSA to win the AAC at +450 on that. I bet I double bet that one as well. All right, different book here. Clemson to win the ACC at +160. Penn State to win the Big Ten at +275. Alabama to win the SEC at +500. Yeah, I liked all of those. And I took Iowa over 7.5 wins at +120. So those are the ones that I've made thus far. I am going to make a few more next week. You can find those all on bettingcfb.com. And then, of course, my week one games I already have on, or my week zero and week one games I already have on bettingcfb.com. So go ahead and check those out as well. Yeah, a little bit longer podcast than I anticipated. I thought this would be about 15 minutes. I've gone 25. That's what I do. I get in the car and I ramble. And luckily, I have the equipment to be able to record a podcast while I am doing that. So, I appreciate you guys for listening in, for leaving those 5-star reviews. That certainly helps me out. And, yeah, keep following. At GaryWCE, make sure that you are subscribed on the YouTube page. And yeah, we're going to have a lot more stuff coming up for week zero next week. We got some fun games on tap for next Saturday. But for now, we're going to get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter, at GaryWCE. And the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.